dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire. It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show where we get together and we talk Gotham. Yes, the show that airs on Fox. If you're not watching it, you should be watching this damn show. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. She's my partner in crime. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. I'm so excited to be on air talking about Gotham.
I saw your tweet last night because you watched it before I did. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to talk Gotham with my co-host, Mike. And I was,
yes.
And I was like, shut up. I haven't watched it yet. I hadn't watched it yet. I just literally finished watching because little baby Maddox went down for a nap. And I was like, are you sure you don't want to watch this? He's like, no. And I'm like, all right, cool. So he gave me time to watch it. I watched it. I wrote my little review here in the Good Shows app. Bam! Apparently, some people like the way we did our last Sleepy Hollow recap show, where we kept it short, simple, and sweet. So I decided that's what we're going to try to do from now on. Unless something happens and we just don't have time, we just got to jump on the mic and do our show. There you go. But if we have time to be organized and simple and sweet, that's what we're going to do. All right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So the Good Shows app is pulled up. If you have an iPhone, you can jump on there and you can actually join the conversation. You can leave comments, all that good stuff. It's called Good Shows. It's only available on the iPhone. I did talk to them, Amy. People, if you listen to our Sleepy Hollow or Gotham recap shows yesterday, I kind of got the word that it's coming to Android soon. So I hit them up and I was like, hey, I just want to tell you, I know you kind of mentioned to me. Can I? And they were like, what are you talking about, Mike? We know nothing. I was like, okay, I will just keep my mouth shut. I'm so glad I didn't mention it because then I would have looked like an idiot if it wouldn't have really happened. So it's coming though. So I'm looking at my app right now and for Gotham. And this episode was, of course, called, dun, 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 it was called Prisoners. And it's definitely dealing with Jim Gordon in prison. So my app reads this. Here it is. It says, whoa, what a great episode. I got to see one of my favorites return to Gotham, but we'll get to that soon. But for now, it's warning time. If you don't see that red dot, spoiler dot, here it is. Now, on the app, for spoilers, it's got a cool little function that if you're writing a review and then you hit on the bottom, spoiler review, it gives you a red dot. And it warns people before you jump into the review. So I figure you and I were going to go in details about this because it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Jim Gordon. This is what I wrote here. Right from the beginning, I thought Gordon was in general population. Wrong. That was only temporary custody. I really enjoyed Jim and the prison stuff. Warden was a douche. I was a fan of Puck. I'm not going to lie. When Jim visits Puck in the hospital, the prison hospital.
The infirmary.
And Puck gives him that choose life speech. I got a little teary-eyed. Did you or you? No, the way you're sounding is.
No, I did too. I was like, oh, and then Jim was mean. He was like, we're not friends, blah, 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 blah. I was like, shut up.
But I think that was for a reason. And I think Puck knew that. I think Puck knew he's only being mean to me to save my life.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I did get a little teary eyed. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, what are these things coming out of my eye? But that was a good part. That was a good moment there. And of course, we lose Puck.
That was sad. At least he didn't die in prison because he kept saying, I'm not going to die here. I'm not going to die here.
Yeah, that's true. And he did. And it was kind of – I liked it, but then it was kind of a slight little cheesiness though because like Jim goes to the truck and was like, no, Puck, you can't die, no. And then Bullock's like, Jim, you can't give up. And then he turns around and walks off and looks at Gotham like, hey, you were just next to Puck. He just died. I don't know. That just felt a little like...
He's coming back for revenge.
I think that's what it was, but I don't know. Put it here. I'm so glad Falcone came through for Jim when I saw Bullock talking.
Did I call that?
What'd you say?
I called that. Last week when we were talking Gotham, and I think you mentioned who's going to help him, and I was like, well, maybe Falcone will come back.
Did you mention that? I don't remember that.
Yes, I mentioned Falcone coming back. I was like, can we have him come back?
Did you?
I did. Go back and listen to, I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
I think so. And just to let you know, me and the podcasters both agree that your phone keeps going in and out. You sound like a robot. So fix it.
Why?
Yep, now you sound like a robot, Gotham fans. I apologize. Amy, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah, you sound like a robot.
And I don't understand why.
I don't know, you're just moving around. I know how your internet is. You got like a wire going to the neighbor's house, up a tree with some tinfoil.
Exactly, I'm actually sitting down.
I don't know what's going on with you. But let's get back to the review. So you called it. Either way, I'll have to listen to it again because I don't remember because I'm – either way, I'm excited. I was super excited. Seeing him in the diner was dope, and I'm glad he came through. I put on here, I almost fell out of my bed, which is true. I almost did. Falcone was one of my favorites. I wonder if we'll see more of him. Do you think we will?
I don't think so.
You think that's it? You think he just came in?
No, I think he just came in because, I mean, Butch is still after him. Other people are still after him. So I think, you know, he just came in to help Jim. He's going to get Jim settled, and then that's it.
Okay, I can
Which
see that.
Which is sad because I want more Falcone.
But, you know, the cool thing about it, for him to jump in like that and save the day and get out, I think that was kind of cool. You know, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Let's see here. But now that Jim is out to solve the case, will they involve Ed? What do you think?
Ooh.
See, because now Bullock knows, and they're going to keep him in the hideout, and they're going to have, and you know, Ed was working on, you know, the evidence.
Yeah, they probably will. Oh my God, they probably will.
And then Ed's going to be like, "What? Okay, I'll keep a secret. Riddle me not. I'm going to kill you. You know that kind of crap." And here comes.
Oh, that's the first person they're going to go to is Ed.
Yeah, they are.
No. These are the worst detectives ever.
What?
Like, seriously. Worst detectives ever.
Did you see the commercial for the next episode?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be insane. Yeah, and they show a lot of Ed shooting guns, getting pissed off. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. The next thing I put on here, let's talk about the Penguin and the family. Love Pee-wee Herman. All the scenes with the Penguin and Pee-wee were great. I thought it was hilarious when the So-So sister tried seducing the Penguin. She was hot, wasn't she? I can't lie. I'm not sure how I would have handled the situation. I'm not going to lie.
You know you would have scooted off that bed just like Penguin.
When she opened up, I was like, oh, you have a bra on. Interesting. Yeah. And then you see the brother, too. He's
They're
like,
practically brother and sister.
I know. But you see the brother was like, should I give it a try? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But you know what?
No.
But in that moment, though, if you really look at it, in that moment there on the stairs, and I know it's a little bit different towards the end of this episode, but it almost seemed like the sister was kind of felt sorry for him or kind of almost on his
kinda,
side.
She did. Or she felt defeated, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, yeah. Definitely defeated.
Yeah. She had that look in her eye, like, you know, what the hell, and then, like, a sad look at the same time, so.
Yeah. Let's see here. Then I put, yo, exclamation point, Pee-wee drank acid. Will that be the thing that cracks the Penguin? I freaking hope so.
It will.
You think so?
Oh, I definitely think so.
Good, because my next line was, that whole family needs to die already, even the hot sister. and then I said, oh, did you catch the eyepiece?
I did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
The shoulder looking at the seams.
Whatever. I just refresh your mind because you hesitated. It's all right. I'll give you the Falcone, but this one here, no, you didn't even notice it. You're like, glass, eyepiece. Oh, yeah, yeah. Then I put it here. Like I said earlier, for me, another great episode. Now, Gothamites, we have to wait. An all new Gotham returns April 11th on Fox.
We have to wait?
Yes. I really hate waiting. It's amazing how you know what I was going to say. And then I put on here, if you want to hear more about this and other Gotham episodes, be sure to check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike because you and I put our recaps there.
Yes. Our audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online.
Of course. So, there you go. That was the episode. It was pretty dope.
It was. Now, what did you, Falcone, sitting there?
Uh-huh.
I know you almost fell off your bed.
Yes.
But did you know that's who Bullock was talking to? Like, did you, like, okay, did you think, oh, God, who the hell did he bring into this? Did he bring Barnes in?
No. I knew it was going to be somebody deep, you know, and on the dark side.
At first, I kind of thought it was going to be Butch.
You know what? For a moment, I did, because I was looking in the back of the head. And I was like, is he talking to Butch? Like, is he going to owe a favor to Butch? And then I was like, okay, that kind of looks like the back of his head. And then when the camera pans and it's the darkness and it's Falcone, I think I even sent a tweet out. I was like, yes, Bullock! Awesome!
That's actually when I tweeted too.
I was like so excited. I was like, yes, Falcone! And then Falcone at the end of it is like, okay, I can put you in a house. I can get you in South America. What do you want? I've got to get out of here. I'm out of here. And then, dude, the big moment, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the Falcone moment, but my mouth dropped open when Bullock tells freaking Jim that Lee lost the baby.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe that?
I kind of do.
I don't.
You don't?
No. I think Lee was pissed off. I mean, Lee has no clue that Jim has the picture of her in his rack, okay? Mm-hmm. But I think him being a douchebag and over the time, she probably got mad and said, I'm out of here and I'm moving and I lost the baby. And I think that's to take the scent off of Jim. I don't think she wants the baby around Jim. I don't know. I just feel like that whole thing, like, you know what? I lost it. And I think later on, Jim's going to find out that there is a baby. And the whole time. That's what I'm thinking.
Dead. I think the baby's dead.
All right.
Which is weird. Which is like, it's really weird because, you know, she's pregnant in real life and they just killed her baby off in show. That's creepy. There's been no way I'd put that mojo out there. But anyways, can we talk about the prison scene where they're watching the movie?
Oh, I know.
And how he is like in the middle of all these prisoners. Oh, my God. I was scared.
Yeah, there was definitely some tense situations there. And, you definitely saw the person looking Falcone's guy. So I knew something was going to happen. But I didn't think it was going to happen like that. But you definitely could feel. I definitely felt the tense situation, especially when the cop's like, "You sit there," and he's like, surrounded by these guys.
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, Jim!" But he had a helper. He had a helper. Falcone came through. But I gave on the Good Show app, I gave this a 5 because that's what it's rated out of 5 for awesomeness, awesome, superb, must watch. What do you give it? 1 out of 5.
5.
In fact, speaking of you did a review too.
I did. I didn't spoil people like you did.
That's why I put the little spoiler thing down here. You put hashtag Gotham is one of our favorite shows right now. This episode didn't let us down. Really? That's it?
Exactly. That's it.
That's it.
All I had. I didn't want to spoil anybody.
And you gave it a 5 as well, like me.
Yeah.
And if there was more people I'm telling you now, if you watch a show and then you write your review, we'll read it on here, just like we did Variety Radio Online, which happens to be Amy.
I was looking, and there's not that many people that write reviews. So come on, peeps.
Yeah, come on. Don't be afraid of Gotham. Are we done?
I'm done.
I think I'm done.
Sweet. I'm done.
All right. So we're not going to return until it comes back, the show, which is going to be April 11th. So that's
why do we have to wait so long?
I'm looking at my calendar now. We got this week, remainder of this week, and then we got next week, and then it comes back on that Monday. Bam. Mm-hmm. Right after Sunday is on the 10th is Fear the Walking Dead. Woohoo! Sweetness. All right.
You're on that one by yourself.
I know. It's all good. So let's go ahead and just tell everybody goodbye and how they can find you on the internet.
They can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO, or they can go to my website, VarietyReadyOnline.com. We actually have a Twitter for our website. It's thevro.com, and you can find all of our stuff, all of our, like, Instagram, Tumblr, all that good stuff on our website.
Cool. You can find them all there.
VarietyReadyOnline.com.
VarietyReadyOnline.com, just in case she did sound like a robot in some of those situations right there.
Sorry.
It's all right, Amy. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook, and of course, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Some of the stuff is there, but the majority of the stuff is on iwatchmike.com. I think we're done. We're done. And we'll be coming back in about 2 weeks or so. And don't forget, we did recap past episodes and last season as well. So you can go to our blogs and check them out there. And that way you have something to do. And then you can join us back when it comes back on the 11th. Isn't that cool, Amy?
That is cool, Mike. I am very excited. No, no, I want it next week. What am I talking about?
You can see that. As you can see, people, Amy's definitely doing something else besides talking Gotham.
No, I thought we were done, and I didn't want to sound like a robot.
It's all right. Amy, say goodbye now.
Goodbye. Dark in the city,
night is a wire. I told you I'd break you. I will. And I'm hungry like the wolf. You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day. I'm hungry like the wolf.